Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Aroma Point Mastery first session kickoff. This is our Embracing the Void session, but it also doubles as our orientation and an opportunity to be in each other's presence and just bask in this goodness from one another and from the oils and from this journey that we said yes to, which is really a journey into deeper intimacy with our own selves. So we're going to start off with bergamot on Shin Min, and I think probably most of you have heard me talk about this, or you know about this, but just in case anyone on hasn't, which is also totally fine, I want to point out where point Shin Min is. It's right here in the ear, in the upper crevice of the ear. So it's almost like it was made to fit your pinky finger. And Shin Min means spirit's gate or spirit's door. And we have a point Shin Min here on the ear, and we have a point Shin Min here on the wrist. And we're going to get to know both over our time together. So with bergamot, ideally you would take a diluted bergamot, 25 or maximum 50% strength, and take one drop divided between two fingers. I like to use my pinky fingers. And then we're going to put it over point Shin Min, and I'm going to guide us through a little practice. I can do this. I don't think that's going to work very well. Can you hear me? Still? Okay. So you're touching point Shin Min, and it's just with a light touch with the bergamot if you have it. I want you to take this moment to come as fully present as you possibly can. And even in the moment that you contemplate, what does it mean to be fully present? What do I have to do to be fully present? You decide to be here. Deciding to be here doesn't mean that you aren't going to have thoughts moving through the screen of your mind. It doesn't mean that you'll be free from internal distraction. But it does mean that you're committing to return in every moment that you can to this present moment. Exactly like that, just like that. And I want you to feel not only the shift in yourself when you choose to come present, feel how your own energy lines up. But when we choose to come present as a group of powerful human souls, feel that right here, right now. This potential that's extraordinary of what we can get up to together, what we can co-create together, what we can delight in together by choosing to be present. Taking a moment to establish our direct access and connection below to the microorganisms, to the earth, to the roots of trees, to the underground rivers, to the crystals. Feel that. Taking a moment to establish your direct access above to your own higher dimensions of self, to your higher guidance, to your future self. Connecting into your heart center, feeling the sunshine in the center of your chest. Feel it open and warming all the meridians of your body. Receiving any micro adjustments that might be needed just for you for each energy center right now.
And feeling your heart, the energy of your heart, connect to all of the other hearts here. Feeling this amplification of light. And this extraordinary rooting and depth. Feeling your own autonomy, your own agency, your own boundaries. And then this collective, this community, almost like a big spider web or a tapestry. Relaxing your hands down if you've been holding them up. Bring them, your fingers up to your nose to take in a nice deep inhalation. And then take your hands and put them over your heart. And let your heart whisper to you right now. What would it like to receive in this time together today? And what would it like to contribute in this time together today? As you feel ready, take your time. Come into eyes open. And if you'd like, type in the chat what came to you about what you'd like to receive and or what you'd like to give, if you want to list both. I would love to see some of what came through to you around what you'd like to receive. I'd like to see and feel it. Beautiful, Sabine. Ooh, creativity born from the void. Space. Yes, I feel that too. How lucky and blessed I am to be here. Community inspiration whispers next steps, community presence. Take a peek in the chat if you like and just feel these words. Notice the themes moving through the group. Okay, Nikki, I see that. Petra, beautiful. Oh. Okay. So, am I pinned, Robin? I'm pinned. Okay. Okay. We are gonna. I was before I got on with you all, I was doing a little short meditation and I was feeling all this bubbling coming up. And I'm like, this isn't very void-like. Tiffany, you have to get into the void. But I just feel so darn excited and delighted to be with you all. So the delight is here. And I wouldn't be able to have this much effervescing if it weren't for my capacity to be able to drop into the void, which is what we're going to also practice today together. So, just as we start off, what I want to do is introduce you to someone who I love so much. She's like my angel in this life. And well, practically part of the reason why I want to introduce her is because she's going to guide us through part of the orientation. And she's Robin, and she is my everything assistant. And she's also part of why this experience in Aroma Point Mastery ends up feeling and being so held. She manages pretty much all the details of the Aroma Point Mastery process. And so I wanted to give an opportunity for you all to see her and meet her, and for us to all feel and ooze our love and appreciation for her. So, Robin, I'm gonna pin you and then hand it over to you.
All right. Hi, everybody. It's really good to be here. I'm glad that the timing worked out for me to jump on and just be part of the container. It's been really nice. And it's been so fun seeing your you pop into the forum and you joining the forum, and it just gives you good, warm, fuzzy feelings. So I'm gonna do a screen share here, and I'm just gonna show you the two platforms that we have, so you can kind of see how to navigate. The first one, actually, I want to talk about is the Aroma Point Mastery, where the course portal is. So that one is in Teachable, is the platform. Tiffany's school is called Master Healer Academy. And when you log in there, so you can see up here in my browser, it says Master Healer, teachable.com. When you log in there, you get to go to, it brings up all of your courses that you're currently enrolled in her school. So you just click on Aroma Point Mastery.
By the way, everybody,
And
if you have questions that are coming up as Robin is showing you this, just type them in the chat and we'll go back and look at them.
yeah. And if you, I know some of you have taken this multiple times, make sure you're going to the one that's the most current. So it's going to say February of 2024. So in the here you'll find, so far we have the general introductory section, which shows the monthly themes and oils. All the dates are listed out for the workshops, and the office hours. And then we have February that you probably saw is now available. So when we do a recording, as you know, Tiffany, remember to record this. I'm so glad you remembered that, Tiffany. I wasn't going to remember that detail. It'll be posted here in the course portal. And then the same will happen for the office hours when that happens next week. So that's the course portal where all the content is for all this yummy goodness each month. And then the second portal is the forum for how you communicate with each other. And that is through, it's the platform is Mighty Networks. You have to sign up for an account there, but it's literally like your name and email. It's very, very quick. And when you log in, sometimes it remembers where you were at before, and it will take you straight to the course forum. But if not, over here on the left-hand side is where you navigate through all of the different courses you might be enrolled in. You might have more than just Tiffany's items as well. So I click on Tiffany Carroll Collective, and it takes me directly to her feed. If I want to go to courses that I'm enrolled in, you click on again that navigation menu on the left, and I find Aroma Point Mastery. And here you'll find there's lots of members. I kind of wish it would give us a total, but it's people from the past and from this current round. So there's lots of good, I guess, insight. So when you share or you have a question, it's kind of up to all of us to acknowledge each other and the inspiration, and answer questions that might come up. Yeah, kind of share your experience here. And it's been really pleasant to have this actually as an option in between this different sessions.
And why don't
So
you mention,
again,
Robin, just in case anybody didn't notice it, where will they find the links to each of these in case they're saying, hey, where do I find these
Oh,
portals?
yeah. So where you find, so the actual links to each portal, are in the emails that I sent out. And if you ever get lost or you haven't bookmarked them and you can't find the email again, just email me. And or yeah, email me, robin@tiffanycarroll.com. But probably for, like, I would say these next couple of sessions, we'll just kind of make a reminder. Here's the link, here's the link, so that you can easily find them again and kind of get into the flow.
And
And then I just
bookmarking
wanted to
is
point out
great, by
too.
the way. If you bookmark the Master Healer Academy and you bookmark this Tiffany Carroll Collective, then you'll just have it and it makes it so much easier to navigate and to log on. But we will include the links for a while in the emails.
And so one more thing I wanted to say about this, and I wanted to talk about the Zoom links too, was if you go up here, it takes you to the feed. So there's the navigation tool on the left-hand side that kind of gets you into the course. And then up at the top is once you're within the course. So you have the feed, and then you have members. And as I mentioned, there's a ton, but you can also click on who's near you and people who have put in what their location is. You can kind of see I'm in Bellingham. So I have Deb. Deb, she's in Vancouver. She's not very far. And Elizabeth, I knew Elizabeth was on there too. Oh, Vanessa, lovely. Tiffany, you are not near me right now, but that's okay.
No, very, very
You're on,
far
like, the
away.
other side of the world.
Yeah.
So, and then in the upper right-hand corner, you can see there's like my little profile icon, and this is where you can actually, if you go to your personal settings and go to notifications, this is how you can, like, I have my email updates on. It sends me like a daily digest of what kind of activity was in the forum. I have it set actually as activity happens because I want to make sure I get your messages if I'm not actually logged into the system. So make sure your settings are what you'd like them to be.
And there's an app that
And
works nicely too.
yep. And yeah. And then I think that's all I was going to say about that. Let's see, I'll stop the screen share. So then for all of the meetings themselves and how you join them, it's just like you did today. We send out reminder emails to your personal inbox, or what you signed up with, 2 days before each session and then 24 hours before. So, and that will include the Zoom link. That's how you'll join. But if you ever have trouble, like Tiffany said, just email me. I'm here for you.
And it's robin@tiffanycarroll.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Robin. Let's see if there's any
You are
questions that came
welcome.
through. Let's check the chat real quick.
Oh, the app, Allison. Yeah, Mighty Networks. Okay, thanks, Michelle.
Okay, good. All right. I want to acknowledge that there's 51 people on right now. That's fantastic. There's 67. I just looked up. There's 67 people enrolled in Rowan Point Mastery. I think that includes you and me. Surprise, 65 participants. And of 65 participants, 51 are on live right now. That is incredible. Hooray for us. I mean, really, really, it's super meaningful. I can't tell you how many virtual programs I've joined where hardly anybody shows up and there's just not nearly the kind of love and heart that's present here right now, right at the get-go. It's really something. Emily's on her way. It'll be 52. Nice. I think Emily just popped on. Okay. So Robin, I'm going to unpin you, and I know you will pop off at some point here. Thank you so much for coming on. Love you, love you, love you. Bye. All right. Recentering around my notes here. Okay, I would like to know. We're going to utilize the chat a little bit here for a moment. I would like to know why you're here. why you chose to do Aroma Point Mastery, pop that in the chat. Trust the first thing that comes through that you want to put in there. And you don't have to overthink it. Just what comes to you? Why are you here? Put it in there. Share it with us. Because I have all the answers. Not. The wisdom. Yeah, something special for me. Oh, thanks, Kara. Oh, the tenderness. So good. Feel so good after following along with your videos. Oh, that's wonderful, Lorraine. Transformational journey grew. Working with the oils on a deeper level. Break down the barriers holding me back. Beautiful, Lisa. Hi, Ryan. Yes, APM combines two powerful modalities, acupressure and essential oils. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to talk about that right away when we kick this off. Deepen the relationship with the plants and the wisdom here. Magic of the oils. Caroline, this is her third time through. There's a few people. Raise your hand if this is if you've done this twice, raise your hand. If you've done it three times, raise your hand. I love it. So you can, for those of you that it's your first time, imagine that. That what a journey it is that you would want to come back three times. And each time you do it, even though the curriculum is at the core, it's the same. There's a very different experience and things deepen. And you'll probably hear that from people as we go through. Plant spirits, beautiful. Deepen the understanding of the oils. Beautiful, Barbara. Jen, I'm so glad you're here and I'm so glad you reached out. Nixa, hi. Growing professional practice. Nikki. Great. Okay. So the unifying factor for all of us here is that we love the oils. We love the oils. We love the oils and they love us back. And for so many of you, what I've witnessed is that it's through your love and curiosity of the oils. How do I say this more easily? It's like the plant essences or the plant spirits, as I like to call them, the souls of the plants, they have so much to share, just like each one of you has so much to share. Each one of you has so much to share. The plants have so much to share. And when we initiate and deepen our love affair with the oils, they just share more with us and more with us and more with us. And there is a phenomena that happens when we're in a group like this, when we're all putting our attention on certain oils at the same time with our love for the oils. There's a phenomena that happens where we basically were communicated to by the plant spirit in a more profound way than if we were doing it alone. Not that it can't be completely profound and is completely profound when you're quote unquote alone, but when we're in a group like this, everything is amplified. And not only is everything amplified, but what happens is that your confidence, your personal confidence in your relationship with the oils will grow exponentially because of the group dynamic. Because you're getting constant reflection and sort of affirmation about what you're experiencing from other people in the group. So everyone's having their own unique experience, but you get to see themes come through. And when Joyce talks about something and Elizabeth talks about something and Winchit talks about something and we all go, oh, yeah, 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 it's like that. Yeah, 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 I had a similar thing like that. Then you can never again doubt that black spruce is a powerful transformer of fear. You can never again doubt what's possible with black spruce and its impact on anxiety because you witness it with 25 other people or 50 other people. for those of you especially who are newer to a practice, a healing practice, you're at that earlier stage where it's where the imposter syndrome can be a lot more noisy, if you know what I mean. This experience is invaluable because it'll give you the equivalent of, you know, what took me years to come to in my private practice, you will get to come to within 9 months. In terms of the confidence, in terms of the depth of connection that you'll develop to the oils and to these acupuncture points. Now then, for those of you that have taken this multiple times, I think it's going to knock your socks off this time. I mean, I think it's going to completely blow you away in the best possible sense. That's my oracle prophecy for this group. How could it not? You're showing up with this level of commitment 2 times, 3 times. The oils are just like, yeah, I want to talk with you. I've got a lot to share with you. Clearly you're ready. So know that this journey is, it's artful, it's co-creative, it's full of novelty, even as it has plenty of, you know, predetermined things that we'll be going through. It is meant to create a beautiful crucible for your accelerated growth, for your accelerated soul growth. And I personally know most of you that are on this. I personally know most of you. And I know from my personal relationships with you that you all are like ninjas when it comes to transformation. You signed up for some serious transformation in this life. And so now we get to do it together in this group with the guidance of the oils, with the guidance of these 9 themes that are going to take us on a journey. So let yourself be surprised, let yourself be delighted, let yourself be held by the container itself. You never have to force anything. You never have to push anything. If you ever feel like you're working hard at this, stop and shake your booty and laugh your ass off and just get light again. This isn't meant to be a heavy journey, even though all of you will definitely experience some significant transformation, which generally brings with it some measure of discomfort. Transformation brings some measure of discomfort, but when you have allies and when you have a sacred crucible, you have a container and you have guidance, that's my kind of transformation. That's like the difference between, I don't know why this analogy is coming, but the difference between if you do a long haul flight overseas and you've ever flown business class versus coach, once you've flown business class on a long haul flight, you just kind of can't ever go, you can't imagine going back because it's so much more comfortable, but it's still flying and it still has its issues. So it's this way with us. This is like flying business class in transformation together. We have a lot here to support us. We have a lot here to lean back into. We have a lot to delight in together. So first thing that I want to speak about is basically what is the Aroma Point Mastery Journey. If you've taken the Aroma Point Mastery Journey before, I want you to type in the chat what you think it is, or how you would describe it. And I'm going to speak about it in a really practical way first and then a more abstract way. So on a practical level, Aroma Point Mastery is a 9-month journey with other individuals all around the world where we go through a series of themes. Each month has a theme. We go through a series of themes together, and the themes themselves are actually a map, if you will. It's both a map and a navigational system. The map is the map of the spiral of soul development. Map is not quite the right word, but until I think of a better one, we'll use that one. The themes themselves actually outline the truth of soul development. The themes themselves outline the truth of soul development and soul growth. And what you learn as you go through this journey actually gives you navigational tools for navigating through transformation, and also for navigating in an emergent way. So I'm going to speak right now about what that means to navigate in an emergent way, because this is really what makes this journey in this program very different than most everything else out there. Emergent is a word used to describe that which is arising right on the edge. And you'll see me do this with my hands a lot. It's like that which is arising right on the edge of our own awareness. It feels like when you've had conversations with someone that you're really comfortable with, and you're in your zone of genius and they're in their zone of genius, and neither of you are self-conscious or in competition with one another. And as you're talking about this topic that you're passionate about, you're just taking it to the next level and taking it to the next level and there's another aha and there's another aha. And it's just, it's electric and brilliant and awe-inspiring. That's an emergent conversation, because neither one of you is so attached to your ego. Because when we're speaking just from our ego, we want to speak about things that we already know, because we don't want to look stupid. We don't want to be in the unknown. So we talk about what we already know. When we're in an emergent space, we're more interested in what we don't already know. I'm much more interested in what I don't already know, even though I know a lot about the oils and I have a lot that I can share with you. And it's so fun to be able to share it with you. But I'm every single time around in Aroma Point Mastery, I'm more interested in what I don't already know. I'm more interested in what the oils are going to share with us, with this group, where we're going to go together. That's an emergent intention. So navigating in an emergent context is something that not very many people talk about. And it's something that, well, interestingly, the tools that we've been given to navigate in educational settings, the tools that we've been given to navigate in educational settings actually squash our capacity to be in emergent communion. In a normal educational context, it's about the information. It's about learning the information in general so that you can regurgitate the information, which, by the way, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And we have a lot of information that you'll get to learn in this. This isn't an either or thing, but this is that we are putting emphasis on emergence, which means when you're in your small groups, I'm going to talk about that momentarily. When you're in your small groups, lean in. Be willing to not already know. Be willing to speak from a place where you don't already know even what you're going to say as you open your mouth. Wow, how scary is that? And you begin to see that there's an intelligence within you. There's a wisdom within you that when your ego and your limiting mind can be offset and you're leading with something different, you are completely genius. You are completely brilliant. And this is true for every one of you. It does not matter how much you know or don't know about the oils. It doesn't matter if you have your acupuncture degree or not. It does not matter how old you are. This is a living body of work. This body of work is going to develop because of you and through you in our time together. You're not just a participant in Aroma Point Mastery. You're a co-creator in Aroma Point Mastery. Do you feel it? Do you feel the potency here? If you do, put it in the chat. What do you feel? I love seeing what you wrote about this journey too, those of you that have taken it. All right. What is APM exactly? I just talked about that. Soulful journey with essential oils and acupoints as allies and guides. Okay. So there's a couple of practical things that I want to lay in here because this workshop also contains our little orientation. And by the way, at any point in time, if you're feeling a little disoriented about when we're having things and where material is located, just know that you can ask. You can always ask Robin, email Robin first, but you can also ask on the forum because on the forum there's plenty of people who have been through this before. So don't hesitate to ask for whatever you need. Ask more than once if you want. And there is a little, it does take a little getting used to having two platforms. I'll say that. It isn't my ideal to have the two different ones. I would love for them to be joined, but at least as of until very recently, Teachable, where I have Master Healer Academy, didn't have an option for a forum that I really liked. And so Mighty Networks gives us the option for the forum and the community. And that's where you can also connect with others. But the content, the material is all in Master Healer Academy. And that's what Robin showed you earlier. Each month, we have a workshop like this on the first Saturday of the month. And then we have what we call office hours, which is the next week of the month. I can't remember exactly what day we chose yet, so I don't want to say it wrong. And in the office hours, you have an opportunity to bring questions, to bring experiences that you want to share. And generally, I have a little mini teaching that I deliver at the beginning of the office hours. And it's usually information about the inner nature of the acupuncture points. So in our workshops, we go pretty deep into the inner nature of each of the oils for the month. But in the office hours, we'll go a little bit deeper into some of the Chinese medicine concepts, the meridians that we're going to be working with, and the points. You can always ask questions in the forum. And when you do, if you want me specifically to look at it, please tag me. And the way that you tag me is by doing, let me just see if I can type it. You do, don't know why. Well, you just do at Tiffany Carroll. So I was taking a moment because I have it set up to only be. Ah, there we go. It was only sending messages to Robin. At Tiffany Carroll. So when you are in the forum and you ask questions or you share experiences and you want me to see it, just tag me by doing that. Okay, then the other thing that happens each month is you're going to have a small group opportunity. And the small groups are led by alumni of Aroma Point Mastery. And it's really sweet. You have the opportunity to come together in a small group of anywhere from three up to probably seven or eight. The small groups are going to begin in March because it takes us a little bit of time to organize them and put them together. What do I want to say more about the small groups right now? Mainly just that I really encourage you to go to the small groups. Don't overthink it. If you can be there, be there. We do our best to get you in a group that's a day and a time that you can, that works for you. And if for some reason you aren't in a day or in a group or with a day or time that works for you or your schedule changes, just reach out to Robin and she can help you with that. The small groups are a wonderful opportunity to just have a more intimate setting. There is chance most of the workshops for you to speak up in the workshops, but with so many people on, of course, there's going to be a few at a time that we get to hear from. In the small group, everybody gets an opportunity to speak up. to share where they're at, to share questions. It's also an opportunity if you want to have some positive accountability to others in relationship to creation over this time together. Some of you are doing Aroma Point Mastery and want to develop in your professional sphere. And you want to develop around particular things that you're creating. And so you can really utilize the small group for that if you want to. You don't have to be in a profession to be an Aroma Point Mastery. There's plenty of people that take this for their own soul journey. But certainly if you are in the healing arts, it's going to enhance it greatly. Additionally, all of the beautiful materials that are in Teachable, and I'm just going to do a screen share with you right now in case some of you haven't had a chance to pop in there yet. Let's see. Can you all see the black spruce, the APM black spruce? Yes, okay. All right. So this is where all of your material is, as Robin showed you before. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that each one of these can be printed. And we also have for you, and maybe I'll actually ask Robin to go ahead and release that to you now, is we have the entire, wait, I don't want to speak too soon. There might be a reason why we're waiting until the end to give you the entire thing. There might be a reason. So just know that at some point in the journey, you're also going to get a PDF that's the entire Aroma Point Mastery journey. So it's like a book unto itself that you can have for yourself. But also, say you're teaching a class, or you just want to share something about Black Spruce with family members, you can print these off and share them with people. And one of the things that I really love to print off is the summary charts. And we created these because we wanted you to have a one-page thing that you can share with others. There's a lot of information on the summary charts, but they're just great to have. I mean, in the past, I've actually printed this, all the summary charts, and laminated them for each of the oils. They're just really great to have. For those of you that teach yoga or classes where you might want to have a quick reference, for example, for the chakras, you can have them in the summary charts. So you're totally welcome to utilize these in your things that you teach. I'm referenced on the bottom there, so that's cool. The one thing that I ask you, and it's always great if you share something that you're excited about or that you learned from Aroma Point Mastery on social media. And when you do, please tag me. We love to then post it on our stories. But I do ask that you not share the sequence charts on, with exception. I mean, if there's something that you really want to share the sequence chart, I would prefer if you're going to share the sequence chart that you do it in a class that you're teaching, not just openly on social media. And the reason why is because there's a lot of context and depth that goes into these sequences. And if you just posted this Embracing the Void sequence chart on social media, I have no way of knowing, you know, do they know how to do the technique? Do they know about proper dilutions? Do they have backstory, if you will, on the context behind this sequence? And those are generally, you're not going to be able to share all those things in a social media post. So if you have any specific questions about that, or if you're ever questioning yourself on it, just email me or message me, okay? But in general, I love for you to share this material. I think it's wonderful. Okay, I think there's a video now playing with me. I can hear it. Let me navigate off that. All right. Any questions on any of that so far? Type it in the chat or unmute yourself.
Tiffany.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, Anya.
If we share our own experience with an oil, do you also want us to you know, something just like, let's say I meditate with black spruce and then I have an experience. You want me to tag, or however it's called, Aroma Point Mastery, or then it's not really?
If you want me to read it, yes.
Okay.
Because part of what happens is I don't read through everything.
No.
So I specifically go to the ones where people tag me. And so I would love to know about your experience whenever you want to share it.
But if it's on my own Instagram, let's say, is it? It's not a must,
no.
Right?
It's just no. It's whatever. Not a must. But if you want me to see it, yeah.
Yeah, then it's okay for you. It's not like a hassle for you to be mentioned.
No, I love it. I really, okay. really love it. I really do. Thanks All right. for asking. And everybody keep it, no pressure, Anya, but everybody keep an eye on Anya for her artwork that gets divinely inspired from the oils. And then she generally promptly shares it with us on the forum. And it always just like blasts. Every time I've looked at any piece that you've created, it just it blasts my heart wide open. It's just like.
Thank you for that. That's one reason I'm here again, the fourth time.
Ah, yes, that's so awesome. And Anya, actually share, can you share a little bit about your hesitancy the first time you signed up for Aroma Point Mastery?
I hardly remember it. It's like, is it 5 years ago?
Probably something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I was just very worried that I will not be understanding enough before joining this course, you know, like I didn't know much about the healing arts, or I didn't know much about essential oils. I maybe knew some things. I didn't know much about points at all, or nothing really. So I was concerned, you know, that I will not be good enough. So
can anybody relate to that? Raise your hand if you can, if you can, if you can. Yeah.
And then I also, for me, the amazing thing is that it opened up again this creativity, which is what I really missed in my life. So it's like, it's for me like a channel to use the oils, but also to be in this course, to let myself express.
And now tell everyone what you're doing now.
Well, right now I'm drawing again. and I'm working as a therapist in a clinic now. I just started to give Aroma Point therapy treatments, amongst other things.
It's so wonderful. And this is from, so the first time Anya and I spoke when she was considering Aroma Point Mastery, but she had these thoughts, you know, maybe it's going to be over my head or not the right thing for me. And she was very concerned. And I can't think of the other word right now, but.
Anxious.
Yeah, anxious, but kind of like holding yourself small. Like I could feel your desires, but you're sort of holding yourself small. And then you took the leap. It was a big financial leap for you. It was also, you know, the time and energy and everything. And then I saw you just flower, and then flower to the next level of flowering, and then flower to the next level of flowering. And then before I knew it, you were like doing this and studying this, doing this. And then now you have a space actually where you're doing treatments on people. And it's just phenomenal. But no, I know what I was going to say. Insecure. You were very insecure about.
Yeah, and I mean, I still have insecure days.
That's normal.
This is life. But yeah, I'm definitely in a different place now.
It's extraordinary.
The oils are just such a good support, and your courses are like no other courses. Yes.
I love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Ah, feels so good. All right. We are about to go into starting off talking about embracing the void, and we will have a break in here, by the way. But just before we go there, actually, I need to check and make sure that there's no questions in the chat. Nixa, are the old summary charts, hold on. Are the old summary charts are still in the archives that are not as blue-gray for Link in the printing process. They are not in there, but you can actually email Robin and ask her, Nixa, if you would like that. And I can talk to Robin too. Maybe it's something that we add. I know that issue with the ink printing purposes. We made them, we had this incredible graphics person that made them so beautiful, but it does take more ink. And then Anya, somebody asked if you could share your IG handle. Okay, great.
IG handle?
Yeah, IG, Instagram.
Instagram.
Handle.
I don't even know what that is.
Your Instagram handle, woman.
I thought, is it this handle? Okay, yeah. Sometimes okay, I'm
so,
there.
So a couple of ground foundational pieces here is that you're always right where you're meant to be in this journey. One of the fastest ways to take yourself out of the intimacy, the positive intimacy from yourself to yourself and from yourself to the oils and from the oils to you and from you to the group is to put your attention on this thought that you're behind. It's so seductive to listen to that thought that you're behind because there's plenty of great material each month for you to engage in if you want to. You do not have to engage with all the material. What I encourage you to do is for each of the oils, listen to the inner nature audio for sure. Check out the summary chart. But beyond that, let yourself go to the other material that you feel led to be with. Don't feel like you have to digest it all, that you have to comb through it all. Nobody's going to quiz you. This really is here for you to engage with in delight. And I think that you'll find if you are renouncing giving energy to the thoughts that you're behind or that somehow you're not doing as well as others, then you're going to actually just naturally gravitate towards exactly where you need to be and go. And you'll end up absorbing and actually working with more material than you would if you were, quote unquote, doing it all because you're doing like the good student thing or you're doing it from a place of pushing yourself. There is a time and a place for what I like to call a divine push, you know, just like when a woman is having a baby and there's a time and a place for pushing. But we are also in this process really unschooling ourselves. We're a lot of what happens in here is we're actually healing from the conditioning process, which happens through being a human on planet Earth, but it also happens through our educational journey, where we have to show up in a certain way and we have to get things right in a certain way. And we have a hierarchy and we sort of put certain people on pedestals and all that stuff that happens. We get to experience something very different here. And so let yourself be curious about it and let yourself play in this zone. And it's impossible to play in this zone and be in curiosity if you're hard on yourself because you feel like you're not doing as good as you could be. What I find is that even just the simple act of being in this container and being aware of the three or four oils that we're working with each month because you happen to see it in the email, maybe you sniff one or two of them, just that will be enough for you to experience transformational changes that month that are directly connected to the theme and to the oils that we're working with. I can't tell you how many times people have shared through Aroma Point Mastery that they experienced this transformational or healing or integrative event in their life in the month that was completely spot on for those oils, and they never even once picked up those oils. They were actually receiving the medicine of those oils through being in this container. So just know that that's actually part of what's happening too. This month, we're working with black spruce, jasmine, and frankincense. And you are going to be touched by these plant spirits, no matter how much you engage with the material. You will be touched by them. if you have months where you are super busy and it's hard to get on any of the live engagements, at the very least, what I would encourage you, if it's like, okay, Tiff, tell me what's the very least I can do to still feel like I'm plugged in, it would be for you to read the summary of each one of the oils that comes out in the monthly email, and then just simply have those oils nearby you. If you have a purse, carry them around in your purse. If you are doing a lot of work at your computer, have them right in front of your computer. If you have a practice where you're seeing clients or patients, have them right there where you're seeing patients. Use them frequently on yourself and on your patients. That's actually one of the most powerful ways to really learn from them too, if you're using them on you and on your clients. By having them near you, you will be more impacted by the inner nature medicine of them. So this whole month, I'm going to have sitting in front of me, in front of my computer, my black spruce, my jasmine, and my frankincense. If you ever want to know about substitutes for oils because you don't have them, say at the beginning of the month, I really encourage you to get all of the oils. And I'm going to speak about that, continue to speak about that for a moment. I encourage you to get all of the oils if you can. If there's some that you can't get for whatever reason, then just ask me, what can I substitute this oil for in this sequence or for this month? And I'll let you know the best next thing. In fact, if any of you need that today, let me know. Procure good, high quality oils. I think all of you, because of your love of oils, you know where to find good, high quality oils. Some of you know that Rory and I also have our own small essential oil business. And if you find that you're at a loss for finding some of these, or you just want to try out the oils that we have, the website is monara.org. O-R-G. And you all get a discount on our oils at all times. It's 15% off. Professional 15 is the coupon code. And if any of you would like to be affiliates for Monara and get wholesale prices, then just reach out to my husband, Rory. I probably should be giving you his Monara email. Here we go. I don't know his Monara email. I'm going to give you his personal email. He'll like it. He'll love to hear from you. Rory@gmail.com. So reach out to Rory if you'd like to be an affiliate. We can ship overseas, but it is pricey. And there is always increased risk because once it leaves the United States, it's out of our hands, actually. And the other thing that I want to note, we just found this out from the Norwegians, that there are some countries that charge taxes when it comes in. So you pay for the oils, then you pay for the shipping, and then your country may charge you some taxes when it comes in. So maybe just do a little research before so that you're aware. And you can also ask people in this group. You can ask here on the forum, hey, I'm living in such and such place. Is anyone else living there? What's the shipping cost like, et cetera? If there's a bunch, you know, several of you that are in the UK, for example, or in Norway that want to have a bulk order sent, we can absolutely do that. Yeah. It's worth it. Okay, good. And I know also a number of you use doTERRA oils and have doTERRA oils. And I think one of the really beautiful thing about doTERRA oils is that they have distribution centers set up in different parts of the world. And so you might very well be able to get things for cheaper in that, or for at least in terms of the shipping costs. And I'm sorry to hear, we don't ship to Turkey. Let me know if that's what that's about, or maybe send me an email directly and we can research that for you. Okay. All right. So get your hands on some good oils. I think we have a sheet in with your resources that lists some companies, at least in the United States, that I know provide good oils. And there's also, I think we have some doTERRA like region leaders that are listed in that handout as well. Okay, beautiful. Now, we covered that. Okay, let's touch on this embracing the void, what is meant by embracing the void, and then we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and do our sequence together. So each one of the monthly themes highlights and illuminates, this is a mouthful, you ready? Each one of these monthly themes helps to highlight and illuminate the architecture of mastery within emergent creation. Hold on, I know that's a lot. I'm going to type it in here. Each one of these monthly themes helps to highlight and illuminate the architecture of mastery within emergent creation. Just let that sink in for a minute. And then I'm going to share with you our monthly themes. And this is in your course portal. So just in case you haven't seen this yet, and this is the journey that we're going to take, embracing the void, nourish the seed, arise and shine, blossom and behold, enrich and allow, rooting to expand, express and expand, space for grace, acknowledge and transform. So these themes actually reflect the natural process of soul evolution or soul development. And within each theme, we work with either three or four oils as plant spirits or allies. And these oils give us our navigational tools. And they also give us ourselves back. Journeying with the oils in this way give us ourself back. They guide us into our naturalness. They facilitate healing. They bring us into our voice. They connect us to our confidence and our esteem. It's just so beautiful, actually. Like, I'm really taking in how extraordinary this is. Where else do we get to learn about the actual architecture of soul development on the spiral of evolution and get a bunch of friends and allies so that we can navigate our own soul development with greater ease? Now, embracing the void is where we're starting. And I have a few things that I want to share with you about what is meant by embracing the void. And this is also what I'm about to read to you. Is also in your course portal. So don't feel like you have to get it all down. And I'm going to type it in the chat as well. Okay. So what is the void? The void is emptiness. We can actually start to feel it. It started a few minutes ago, maybe 5 or 10 minutes ago. We started feeling the void energy. My voice got deeper. That sort of effervescing, excited energy that was more of a fiery energy before, we now feel almost like the opposite of it. And actually, it is in one of the maps of the five elements. The north and south pole, fire and water. The void is connected to water, to winter, to emptiness, to the great mystery. I've thought a lot about our ancestors in relationship to wintertime. You know, in the wintertime, it's like if it's particularly in cold places, if you didn't collect enough food and then store that food in the proper way, then over a cold winter, there could be a real struggle to eat. And this process of dropping into the unknown, we don't know what's going to come next. It's very cold, it's very quiet. And being able to drop in to this cold, quiet wintertime connected to the emptiness, our ability to do that through choice is directly connected to how nourished we are the rest of the year. As we nourish ourselves through the rest of the year and through our other cycles of life, we are able to drop, you'll hear me say this a lot, we're able to drop into the void with more ease. If we have been scattered, if we're depleted, if we've been living on, what do we say, living on fumes for quite a while, when you start to go into the void energy, which we're going to do in this month, you might feel like you want nothing to do with it. Gru has a beautiful story about this. Maybe sometime you can share with the group, Gru. But well, I'm going to paraphrase for you. And if I get anything wrong, just correct me in the chat. She was sharing, well, first of all, Gru, is it okay if I share about you in the void? Just type in the chat and let me know, or unmute. I don't want to assume.
Go ahead. Just share whatever okay. You want.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Gru was sharing with me recently about how in the beginning, when it came to the void in Room Point Mastery, because she's done it a few times, that she just kind of skipped over that whole month, just sort of didn't go there, you know, got busy, things were going on and didn't go there. And then the second time, from what I understand, was able to go deeper, and the third time, even deeper. So as you become more nourished through this cycle that we're going to go through over the 9 months with the help of the allies, your capacity to drop into the void will become more easeful. I say all this because I want you to know that if you feel anxiety come up in relationship to dropping into the void, it's quite natural and normal. And some of you might be thinking right now, what are you even talking about? Why would I feel anxiety about dropping into the void? The reason why is because I was going to go right into the same thing I always say every time, and I could feel something different. What's happening right now and what I just did was embracing the void. Did you feel it? Just, I let go of everything. I had a question, but the question was really just show me what wants to be said, show me what wants to be revealed. And then I let go. Boom, drop. I let go of my agenda. I let go of my clutching. I let go of my need to be liked or to have the right answer, all in that timeless second. And when we do that, there's this deep, deep restoration that happens in our nervous system. The most profound level of restoration happens when we drop into the void. And we can't actually drop into the void as long as we're still clutching on to anything. And for the ego, our sense of safety comes from the knowns. Our ego is continually trying to locate us in time and space and give us a sense of identity based on what we know. So it's very threatening to the separate self to not know. And it can feel very, very scary to the persona and to the separate self to drop into nothing. In fact, for those of you that have a significant trauma background, you may even already know that when you go to meditate, that it might be harder for you than you see it is for others. And part of it is around the safety piece. But what happens is that when we practice dropping into the void, which we can do in meditation, by the way, when we practice dropping into the void, we actually learn that the most profound safety that we could ever experience is when we completely let go. That is surrender. Most of the time for most of us, myself included, we get to surrender by getting the shit beat out of us. You know, we're clutching on to something that we don't even know that we're clutching on to, that is creating an enormous amount of suffering. And then eventually we just can't do it anymore. And we just sort of crumble because there's no more energy to keep doing it, you know, to keep trying to control things, for example. I'm being fairly dramatic, but I bet everyone here in the group has had some kind of experience like that. Put in the chat if you have. I'll never forget one year. It was a hellacious year in my life as an adult. And I was going through a separation and divorce that year. And we didn't have children. And in that sense, it was not as not as intense, but it was still intense. Divorce is intense regardless. And there were circumstances around it that I had a lot of guilt and shame around, a tremendous amount. And I remember I went on spiritual retreat, meditation retreat, kind of like a Vipassana in Italy. And I took all my oils. I mean, every day I was suffering with my mind, with the thoughts in my mind, and this kind of self-flagellation in relationship to the guilt and shame. And I took all my oils and I was thinking that the retreat was going to somehow save me, you know, it would take me out of my misery. And it didn't, because I couldn't drop into the void. I could not meditate because I just could not quit obsessing. And I had my oils. And I remember I was just, at first I was doing it aroma point style, you know, a little bit of oil, holding it light touch, and it wasn't doing anything. Next thing I know, I'm just dumping the oils, thinking more is going to be better. I'm just going to slather the oils on me and surely that's going to do it. And it was not doing it. And I remember being out on a walk, and it was this beautiful walkway with cypress trees and steps. And I just proclaimed out loud, "Even the oils can't save me now." And it was true. Even the oils couldn't save me then, because the only thing that was left that was needed was this release into the void. Was this surrender. Embracing the void is the true foundation of any kind of transformation that is ultimately lasting. In other words, for transformation to really bear the fruits of us having integrated that transformation, it has to be rooted in the unknown. It has to be rooted in the void, in the no thing. If this feels hard for the mind to grasp, that's because it is. Just let your body receive it as a transmission. Embracing the void is the final stop in the journey of undoing. It is the home of beginninglessness and endlessness, everything that ever was and was not, our original home and no place, the cosmic womb, the great mystery, Taoism, mystery and the ungraspable. In quantum physics, it's said that we are arising as ourselves. We arise from no thing, like 342 times a second. I don't actually remember the number, but there's a specific number that we are arising from no thing many, many times each second. So we are actually arising from no thing constantly. Another way that you can think about it is that the deepest depths of who you are, your infinite spiritual nature, is always rooted in the void, and you are forever arising out of that void. And in this life, in this body, you arise as you. The void is the origin of creativity. If we don't embrace the void when it comes to springtime, we don't have the juice. We haven't been restored to move into healthy creative expression. We might force ourselves or push ourselves to create, but then we deplete ourselves in the midst of it. In any creative journey, it's really important to actually choose to embrace the void on a regular basis. So for example, when I create a new course, and even for Aroma Point Mastery, for example, before we came on together, I sat in meditation, I embraced the void. Embracing the void will, I'm going to repeat a couple of things before we go on a break. It will restore you like nothing else will. It will recalibrate your nervous system out of that classic fight or flight mode and into greater and greater resiliency. The practice that we're going to do with Black Spruce is also very helpful for that. So restoration, it will enhance your creativity. And embracing the void will completely reconfigure your relationship to fear. Okay. The last three things that I just said, Anna, are not written somewhere. If somebody can remember what I just said, the three things, type it in the chat, would you? Okay. Any questions before we go on a little break? You can unmute and ask, or you can type it in the chat. And I'm going to go to our gallery view. We can all see each other easily. Okay, let's see if we've got any questions here. Perfect timing, beautiful. This is one thing that, and I don't know why it's ever new, but it's ever new. It's ever new to me that I say this. The oils and the sequence will end up being perfect timing for all of you each month. How does that happen? I didn't know what was going to be happening in each one of your lives for the next 9 months. I don't know what's going to be happening in my life for the next 9 months, but I can tell you that the oils and the sequence are going to be the perfect thing for what's happening in your life each one of the months. It's the most wild thing. And it happens every single time. And I know it because so many, you know, everybody comes to me and they say, oh, it was This was just the perfect thing. This was just the right thing. So it really gets me wondering. It's like, I guess it gets me wondering about quantum phenomena, how things actually arise in a quantum way, simultaneous to them arising in a linear way. We are going on a linear journey, meaning in time journey, but how we're going to experience things is completely quantum in nature, which means that it's a network of synchronistic happenings that arises within time and no time simultaneously. The healing that you all will experience as you go through this, and I know that probably all of you in here have been on your own healing journey for some time. Most of you are healers in your own right. I know probably all of you have gone through a tremendous amount of personal transformation, and yet you'll get to take it to the next level in this time that we're together. And yes, the oils will be the perfect ones at the perfect time each month. Okay, so I don't see any questions here. Anybody want to speak up and ask a question before break? Okay. We're going to take a 13-minute break. Got it? 13 minutes. Have a snack, get a beverage. Come on back. Can someone remind me to hit record when we come back, please, if I don't?